Mini episode 1795 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1795 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our review of the year in sports. Here's our five biggest headlines from 2024. Number 5, the World Series produced the expected ratings boost, but also showed that the Dodgers may actually be able to will their way to the championship by stockpiling more expensive talent than everyone else, and that the talent gap between the top teams in the AL and NL is substantial, even before Juan Soto defected to Queens. If LA is truly done being a team that underachieves its talent level in October, as it's done since this run began in 2008 with only one title previously, then we'll see if they become a bankable giant who fans will tune in to see get beat, or if viewers will tire of seeing them on top as they continue to stack talent, which they are relentlessly continuing to do. This choice on our list narrowly edged out the Paris Olympics, which were a huge success in the U.S., but the unified model of network, cable, and Peacock coverage is likely to be disrupted by NBC Universal's subsequent decision to put the cable channels on an ice floe. Number 4. The Kansas City Chiefs are limping to a possible three-peat through a pathetic AFC in an uninspiring NFL season. A year ago, the Chiefs surprised most observers by flipping the switch in the playoffs after what looked like a Super Bowl hangover season. This time around, the AFC is even weaker. In a strong NFC, the Lions have been huge as Green Bay, a surprising Minnesota team, and a Philly squad that came on after a soft start have also loomed large. But this has been a campaign defined far more by colorful flameouts than anything else, such as both New York teams, Dallas, Chicago, a Cincinnati squad that can't stop anybody, and new depths being plumbed in the Deshaun Watson Browns fiasco. Number 3. NBA TV deals are locked in after a world of intrigue. ESPN will pay more and get less in the latest version of TV sports shrinkflation, but it's the other two spots that got the most attention. Amazon and NBC/Peacock got the rest of it, acing out TNT, who pursued a court challenge before backing off with a bizarre deal that would see them quote-unquote compensated by ESPN with Big 12 football and hoops games and the rights to license inside the NBA to Disney, whatever that will mean. And just to show the centrality of money in all of this, NBC didn't even bother to lock down Round Ball Rock immediately upon regaining the NBA, even though they announced that they had, in the apparent hopes that they could wish away the licensing fee. Number 2. The NBA's second apron has reshaped the sport like nothing else this century except the pace and space revolution. The de facto hard cap that the inept players' union somehow agreed to first showed serious implications in 2024, once the defending champion Nuggets saw their enviable depth cut into substantially as they departed the playoffs earlier than anticipated. Then, immediately upon winning the title, Boston's owner put the team up for sale, choosing to make his successor be the one to break up the group when necessary. From here on in, top teams will face far shorter windows of contention and much more difficult decisions about how to allot their money. Like never before, player development will matter enormously, essentially serving as a cheat code for top teams to keep replenishing supplemental talent around the top pieces. In other words, the exact opposite of what we said earlier about the LA Dodgers and MLB. Number 1, the revolutionary changes in college football, as expected, captured the popular imagination like nothing else in sports this year. The implications of the 12-team playoff and the impossibility to forecast what effects early and mid-season losses would have on the final bracket, combined with the expansion of the remaining major conferences causing a wealth of new head-to-head matchups and the full securing of SEC TV rights by Disney, which led to CBS getting the Big Ten to move to the 3:30 time slot, continued to deliver unprecedented intrigue. And at the end of the calendar year, we still don't know how it's going to turn out. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.